How are you?
I'm very fine. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Yeah, thank you. Doing great.
Okay, good. In September, you will release an album with your new band, Masters of Ceremony, Sascha.
Yes.
How did the idea of the project come together?
Actually, I was called a couple of times over the last 5 years by the owner of the record company that we signed with. His name is Serafino from Frontiers, and he kept on calling me. He wanted to do an album under my name. And ever since, I always said, not now, maybe not. And then he wanted to do a project, something like Avantasia, but that was all already done. And I mean, I also didn't want to do anything that is like a direct competitor to Avantasia. It doesn't make any sense. But after a while, I thought, like, actually last year, actually it would be cool to do an album, but like with my own band, my first like metal album, how I want to do it, exactly how I want to do it, where I can choose the people. And I think it was a very wise decision because I totally love to do it, and now it's really going much better than I thought. The good thing is I started actually no expectations, and now it's everything is better than I expected, so it's pretty cool.
Sometimes it's the best way. And how did the collaboration come together?
Well, I was on tour with another band, and Sascha called me and asked, do you want to sing in my band? And I mean, I'm not gonna say no. He had worked on my own band's album for the last two records, and also has worked on so many albums that I grew up on, basically. It's kind of an honor to be the singer. So yeah,
I really had a certain type of singer in my head, and I didn't really even think about a female singer, actually, because I don't know, I thought about a singer. I don't know why. And then I didn't really find somebody that suits my expectations, because there I had expectations. And then I was like super obvious, because I just worked with her, and I thought, like, why don't I ask Adrian? Yeah, then I did.
And it's perfect.
It's really perfect.
I'm so happy you think so.
When was the first time you met?
2016. Avantasia were playing in New York City at the PlayStation Theater. And I went to it, and we had already worked together a little bit on...
We had worked on the album, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. On my band's album.
Just over the internet, right?
Yeah.
Okay,
so they sent me... I was just basically mixing it, so, and then we met there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had been speaking, I think, for 3 years already.
Ah, yes. Yeah. Okay. Cool. So,
yeah, it was like, finally.
And then they also have been to Germany.
Yes.
Quite a short time after. And we even recorded one song she recorded in my studio back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Don't even remember that?
I do.
Long time ago.
I remember because the studio was so haunted. Yeah, I just remember the tingling.
We actually closed it.
What? Why haunted?
No, some people said this.
Some strange feelings, like you're
really
not alone.
That's
even
scary.
If it seems
some people
like
found that cool, some people didn't.
So what happened there?
I don't even want to know it.
Okay, strange. Really. Ooh, okay. Sascha, for fans of The Wire Pusher that you started in 2011, are you still doing something together?
Unfortunately, we kind of never really continued working on that. It all started out with like a tragedy. And in the end, we made two shows in England with the original bass player before we had the album out. And then he passed away very young. And then we had a new bass player, and we just made one show. And somehow, I don't know, everything was like we say in German, say the air was out of the balloon.
Okay,
somehow, I don't know why. Also, the response wasn't, I didn't have a big response to that thing. So we didn't have big possibilities to play live.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not have the energy to really fight for it. This was really a total downer on the whole thing. We built it up together, and he was a very good friend. And I think it was one of the main issues that we didn't continue it even without success.
Okay. Signs of Wings, the new album, is coming soon.
Yes.
What's so special about the album?
No, nobody said it's special.
So for you, what's special
no,
for you?
It is actually, I think I tried to achieve in the first place was to do something that is very honest, pure, and simple is maybe the wrong word, but right in your face, like screaming at you with a message. You know, not too much of, not too embellished, like raw.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the way I see. And nowadays, it's maybe a little bit too overpolished. And I did stuff like this myself, of course, but I do it in the way it fits the band or suits the band. Actually, a lot of people approach me saying, it's so cool because it's so raw. And that's what I wanted to achieve.
I had to kind of go back to an old technique of singing that was less trained, I guess, and more, maybe the word is visceral. It's very highly emotional singing, I guess.
Yeah, it's more emotional than it
would. Yeah.
Okay.
Less.
Was it hard for you to go back to these?
Yeah.
Singing?
Yeah, yeah. It was I mean, I had to unlearn, you know, 6 years of opera training and stuff like this.
Sounds like we're very bad.
No. But it's very cool because, I mean, at the same time, I have certain things like breath support that I learned that I kept that for this Sasha's singing technique. But yeah, it was a little bit of a challenge to go back to.
And I love the result.
To melodic yelling, yeah. I guess.
Do you work out songs all together in the band, or Sasha, do you write all the songs yourself?
In the future, we will work more together.
But for this album?
Mm-hmm. Most of the songs were done by me, but on four songs we already had co-wrote with Adrian. That's because it's a little bit also because I wanted to set a direction, because it doesn't make any sense for me to start a band and then you try to develop something. You know, I had really something in my mind and then find the people that like this too, and then it's so much easier. And that's what I tried to do. And also, the time wasn't there. So actually, I just started 2 weeks with writing process 2 weeks before she came to my place for the singing session. Mm-hmm. And so on the rest, I was basically writing when she was there. And we did the stuff together that we did together, which was very cool, actually.
And while writing songs, do you need maybe a special environment or special food? I don't know. Mm-hmm. So do you have some
pressure?
Tricks.
I need special pressure. Yeah. But I think it can be great to be on vacation or whatsoever, but usually you're too lazy then. It's like, it's, you know, it's not like inspiration, you know, it's also work. Even to write lyrics, for me to write, maybe it's easier for you, but for me it is actually, it's almost physical to write lyrics.
Oh, you feel like exhausted afterwards?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Totally feel exhausted. It's physical.
Okay. I like to be rested and relaxed, because otherwise I just write some kind of BS. But if I'm rested and relaxed, and if I have either, you know, like a warm drink or something, maybe some incense, then it awakens some actual kind of okay ideas.
Okay.
But like Sasha said also, maybe it's the same for you, but if I'm writing something, then I feel it 100% as I'm writing it. So sometimes to write about something super painful, at the end of the day, then I'm just completely spent emotionally. And then I have to just lay in bed and do nothing.
So how long did it take to work on and complete the album?
It was quite fast, I would say. I don't really know. I mean, if you take away the break in between, the little break, maybe 3 months, 2.5 months.
Yeah, 2.5 months.
That's fast. That's really fast.
Yes. No time.
And is there a song on the album with a special story for you or with a special meaning?
Oh, quite some. I mean, as I told you before, it's actually a pretty dark album in a way. We tend to, I mean, the stuff that Adrian wrote on this album is actually not so much into that direction, but
surprisingly,
but she wrote about this a lot as well. It's about death and stuff like this and all that's related to that. I thought about it a lot in the last years because it just approached me every once in a while. And most of the songs are a little bit darker. It's not everything about death, but it's also about hope. And but it's more to the dark side, I have to say. Not that I'm a dark person, but everybody's got his dark sides and you have to get it out sometimes. And it's the best to do that with music and not in any other way, I guess.
So do you have maybe a favorite song on the album?
For me, it's very hard to say at the moment, because like also everybody that comes to me when I would ask, or the journalists would say, oh, I like this, I like that. And this was almost every song already. But I have to say, I thought the first single was a perfect first single for us. It's one of the hardest songs actually on the album. It's the fastest. And I just thought it says something about the album. So I'm very happy with the album. Sometimes when I worked on it, I thought, like, especially a song like Signs of Wings, for example, that not so many people pointed out so far, but one did, as the most beloved song. It's something very different. It's a little bit like a classical influence, but he said, it sounds like a jazz tune to me. And I said, like, okay. Actually, if I'm thinking about it, these are like jazzy chords. That's true. Totally. Yeah. It's true.
Okay. And Adrian, for you, do you have a song with special meaning or your favorite song on this album?
If I had to pick, because I also kind of like all of them, but I do also really like Digest a Little, and I really loved the venue for the video. Yeah, it's
where was this venue?
It was in Wolfenbüttel, Landesmusikakademie. Niedersachsen. They have a villa which is only the office, basically an old villa in a park, and there was like, wow. And it was a perfect place, I guess.
Yeah,
right,
totally perfect. Super beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I also really like The Path. It's the only song that I cried while we were recording. But this was special.
We had to stop the recording, actually. So in the middle of the recording, we had to stop because she started crying. Next day we continued. It was the next day, right?
Yeah.
Next day or a couple of hours later. Yeah. And but I still had this take, and I chose everything until the words were not audible anymore from this take because it was so emotional. And you can even hear a little bit of crying in the bridge still.
These are true feelings. Yeah. I mean, that's amazing.
I hope that other people think that too.
Yeah, me too.
Okay, The Path. But what is this song about?
This song, you could actually explain in a way. I mean, it's explainable. It's about when somebody leaves this earth in big pain, for example, and he wants to say goodbye to the loved ones and wishes all the best, and they should not feel bad about the person that was leaving because it's better now.
Okay, good.
Cheery stuff.
Yeah, that's true. So are you going on tour soon with Masters of Ceremony?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. We want to run this as a band and try to get festivals next year. And for sure, one support tour of another band that we're working on now already for this year. We really hope this is going to work out. It's not the full tour, but maybe 10 shows that we can do this year. It would be a good start.
Hope to see you in Munich.
Yeah.
Us too.
Yes, it would be great.
What does the future look like for Masters of Ceremony?
Glorious.
Glorious. I mean, do you have more plans or?
Of course, like we just talked about, we want to do some touring and this and that. And we're already planning to do the next album in a more band way, as we also said before, because we didn't really finish that topic in a way. And so we want to do the next album. If the record company wants us to do another album, we hope so.
Yeah. Hoping for the best.
Yes.
I wish you all the best.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Okay. So thank you very much for your time. Thank you that you were here.
Thank you very much for your invitation again.
Thank you.
Thanks. Goodbye. Rock Antenne.
Heimatklänge. Ich hoffe, euch hat diese Folge gefallen. Wenn ihr mehr von den Bands von daheim hören wollt, dann abonniert einfach unseren Podcast. Wir freuen uns natürlich auch über eure Meinungen. Schreibt uns einfach, was euch gefallen hat, was euch nicht gefallen hat und lasst uns einfach eine Bewertung da. Das komplette Rockantenne Podcast Universum findet ihr auf rockantenne.de/podcasts. Wir sagen Dankeschön und hören uns das nächste Mal wieder bei einer neuen Folge der Rockantenne Heimatklänge Podcasts.